Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he listened to me and heard my cry. So that's what spiritual life is all about waiting patiently. And Paul talks about the patient waiting for Christ. That is what we're doing, waiting patiently for him to come. And his answers to prayers are often not immediate. And this is in order to test our faith and develop it, and to develop this characteristic of patience. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the muddy place, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he's put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust, and doesn't respect the proud, nor those who turn aside to lies. So then, God really hates pride, and it keeps on being said that God loves the humble. Now, to be humble is very difficult, and it's not something you can do by pressing a button on the side of your head to make yourself humble. It means that we are humbled by situations, that God will bring circumstance into our lives that humbles us. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are towards us, they can't be numbered up in order. So God's works and his thoughts are parallel, just as our thoughts will lead to our works. God is continually thinking about us. He has so many thoughts about us, which is an incredible idea that you and I here on this earth, God is thinking about us up in heaven. If I would declare and speak of them, they're more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you had no delight in, but you digged through my ears. So, this alludes to how when a slave decided he wanted to remain a slave in his master's house, his ear was dug through and was pinned to the doorpost of his master's house to show that, yeah, I love my master and I love my wife and my children and I want to remain in my master's house forever. And David says that's how he feels and that God didn't want sacrifice. When he sinned against Uriah and with Bathsheba, there was no sacrifice that he could offer. He had to die. And so he says, you don't want sacrifice, you just want humble service. Elsewhere he says, you don't want sacrifice, you want a humble heart. And so it's unfortunate that David doesn't maintain that sense of humility, because later on he wants to build the temple and plans to offer all these great big numbers of sacrifices, and then Solomon does offer thousands of animals. And yet it wasn't really what God wanted. He wanted a humble heart. And he goes on, burnt offering and sin offering you didn't require. But then I said, lo, I come. Throughout this scroll it is written about me that I delight to do your will, O my God. Yes, your law is in my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Yes, I will not refrain my lips, O Lord, you know. Well, this is all quoted about Jesus, that all through the scroll of the Old Testament it was prophesied about him. And so David's great desire to serve God after he'd sinned with Bathsheba is really fully fulfilled in Jesus, because David wasn't perfect and he didn't keep it up, but Jesus did. I've not hid your righteousness within my heart. I've declared your faithfulness and salvation. I've not concealed your grace and truth from the great congregation. Don't withhold from me your tender mercies, O Lord. So in the same way as we go public with our faith in God, so he also will go public, as it were, for us. That's why Jesus says that he who denies me and is ashamed of me and of my words in this generation, I will deny him and be ashamed of him when I return with my angels. Innumerable evils have surrounded me. My sins have taken hold upon me so that I'm not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my life to destroy it. Let them be turned backward and driven to dishonour. Let them be desolate as a reward of their shame, but say to me, aha, aha. Let all those that seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Don't delay, O my God. Well, we all have this sense that God's delaying, and of course he doesn't really. He only delays, as Isaiah says, that he might be gracious to us, even more so. Now, after David sinned with Bathsheba, God punished him by bringing into his life many people who, from his own family, from his own sons, who tried to kill him. And one of them was Absalom. And so I'm sure he has this in view about Absalom. He says, destroy them, punish them, and all that, he keeps saying. And yet when Absalom was killed, he's like, oh, Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for you, Absalom. So you've got to be careful what you pray for, because it's easy to pray against people, but then when it comes, you think, oh no, is that what happened? Because I prayed. So don't curse people, and don't pray against people, and be very careful what you pray for, because in a sense you will receive it.